listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how we can rely on God to fulfill His promise to give us a future and a hope. And some of you are anticipating the verse I'm going to read to you because it's a great verse, a familiar verse, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, which reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, most all of us believe God has a future for us. It's just we often don't believe that it's a good future. Therefore, many of us have a hard time really submitting to God. Plainly said, we just don't want to trust Him with our future. Now, this passage from Jeremiah makes it clear just how wrong this kind of thinking is. God's thoughts towards Israel of old and to us today are thoughts of peace and not evil. He longs to give us a future and a hope. And sometimes we can feel like those are just words. How can we know God knows what's right for us? One reason for confidence is found in looking at God's creation. Now look, I'm certainly not a scientist, but according to some of the scientists I have read, it sure seems that God knows how to make a just, right universe for us to live in. Now, according to these scientists that I've read, our universe, for example, has a just, right gravitational force. If it were larger, then the stars would be too hot and would burn up too quickly and too unevenly to support life. If that gravitational force was smaller, then the stars would remain so cool that nuclear fusion would never ignite and there'd be no heat and no light. Our universe has a just right speed of light. If it were faster, then the stars would send out too much light. If it were slower, then the stars would not send out enough light. Our universe has a just right average distance between the stars. If that distance was greater, then the heavy element density would be too thin for rocky planets to form. There would only be gaseous planets. But if that distance were smaller, then planetary orbits would become destabilized. And our universe has a just right polarity of the water molecule. Now, I'm going to say I don't exactly understand what that is, but according to what I read, if that polarity was greater, then the heat of fusion and vaporization would be too great for life to exist. But if that polarity were smaller or lesser, then the heat of fusion and vaporization would be too small for life's existence. Liquid water would become too inferior a solvent for life chemistry to proceed. Ice wouldn't float. It would lead to a runaway freeze-up all over the Earth. Now look, here's the point. Getting beyond the science, which I don't really understand, but I can appreciate a little bit of it. God knows how to order His creation in a just right way. Therefore, can't you and I trust Him to have a future filled with hope for you and I? Of course we can trust Him. So why not tell God today that you trust Him with your future and ask Him to help you to trust Him even more? Ask Him about that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.